Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Brandon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bucky Brandon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards third. Foy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Sims and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colavito. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Adair applying the tag. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball four. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon bunts in front of the plate. Sims fields it and throws to first for the out. Ryan moves to second. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Bailey now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Scott reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first, with Bailey covering, for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Smith moves to third. Ryan moves to second. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 0 for 0 in the game. Brandon strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Thomas now playing right field. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuller moves to second. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Steve Bailey. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Gibson now catching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Alves reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Brandon reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Brandon moves to third. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brandon scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing second base. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for George Scott. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Seaburn now playing first base. Tony Horton pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Pena covering, for the out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brandon hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.